It's time for this week's local youth sports beat on Connect FM, and it's District 9 basketball tournament action in boys Class 1A quarterfinal play last Wednesday. Johnsonburg was a 54-26 winner over Northern Potter. North Clarion beat Oswego Valley 51-21, and Cameron County upended Otto Eldred 44-30. In the boys Class 2A quarterfinals last Wednesday, Clarion beat Brockway 65-43. It was Montauk with a 61-38 win over Kane. Red Bank Valley upended Keystone 47-39, and Port Allegheny beat Cowdersport 42-34. In the girls' Class 3A quarterfinals with District 8 on Wednesday, it was Montauk over Westinghouse 45-42. Then on Friday in the Class Single A girls' quarterfinals, Elk County Catholic was a 54-26 winner over Northern Potter. Clarion Limestone beat Cameron County 58-21. Otto Eldred outscored Austin 59-27. Tuesday, it was Class 3A girls semifinal action, and Brookville fell to Cranberry 41-27. In the Class 4A girls championship game, Clearfield beat St. Mary's 56-43. The Lady Bison will now face Carrick of District 8 in a sub-regional playoff game coming up on Friday. Tonight, the girls' Class 1A and 2A semifinal games will be played. In Class 1A, top-seeded Dubois Central Catholic will take on Clarion Limestone, and second-seeded Otto Eldred will go up against Elk County Catholic. In Class 2A tonight, Brockway takes on top-seeded Keystone, and Kane will battle Port Allegheny. In the Class 1A boys semifinals on Tuesday, Johnsonburg was a 48-32 winner over North Clarion, and Elk County Catholic nipped Cameron County 50-49. Chase Simbeck netted 22 points for ECC. In the Class 2A boys quarterfinal matchups on Tuesday, Red Bank Valley beat Montauk 49-32. Clarion was a 52-46 winner over Port Allegheny. In the Class 3A Boys Championship, Brookville fell to Cranberry in overtime, 57-55. The Class 4A Boys Championship went to Clearfield. It's the 11th District 9 title for the Bison in the past 12 years. Clearfield beat St. Mary's 37-19. And in a District 6, 9, and 10 Class 5A sub-regional semifinal, Dubois got nipped by Meadville, 58-56. That one went into overtime. Maddox Bennett scored a team-high 26 points for the Beavers. And you're all caught up on District 9 tournament action for boys and girls basketball on your local youth sports beat on Connect FM.
If you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For everyone here.
We all have something worth protecting, a why that unifies us. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.